The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on cliffcentral.com.
This is the Unview on cliffcentral.com, and it's a beautiful Thursday morning here in Johannesburg, and weather's getting warm and things are looking magical. I'm actually coming from Cape Town next week. I love the Cape. What can we say?
It's just lucky bugger.
It is magical. It's magical that side of the world, and the most interesting thing, in my opinion, is that I'm able to live in between both cities, which I think is really cool. So I think that's quite magical in many senses, and more importantly, of course, you will be the side, and I'll be that side.
So we'll be tag teaming.
I'm going to be in a cave, playing music at, no, I don't play the music myself.
Yeah.
At 432 kilohertz, sorry.
As opposed to what?
440.
Right.
I'll tell you all about it. There's a guy who plays nine instruments, and it's going to be quite crazy.
In a cave.
Okay. We're playing in a cave.
Sounds something.
So I'll be playing in a cave next week.
Are you planning on finding a genie in that cave?
I'll just be the caveman.
Right.
I hope to find more than a genie in the game. You never know what comes pops out of those things. So I'm in Cape Town next week, and you're here.
Right.
But while I'm here, we have a packed show and a great lineup. We're going to be chatting to Danny Kay. You know, I wanted to talk to him about, obviously, his dedication to Mandoza. Yeah. Also, I love this campaign that he's doing about these Schatz burgers.
Right.
It's good things.
It's amazing.
Go and eat a hamburger and give two rand to charity. I think that's great. Then I said on Gareth's show, we have the gayest kind of show possible, because we've got, of course, Annie.
Yeah.
Not to say that Annie's gay, but I mean, Miss Hannigan's like a lesbian.
No, but I mean, come on, tomorrow is like
Yeah, correct. So, little girls everywhere I turn, it's these. Okay, so we'll chat to Sharon William Ross, who plays Miss Hannigan. Annie's coming to Johannesburg and to Cape Town soon. Then we're going to chat biggest news. It's got to be the biggest news of the year in terms of what's happening in the new year.
Yeah.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Now, gayer you could not get.
You could not get gayer. That is like the queen of queens. I've seen it twice in the UK with Jason Donovan. I was obsessed with it.
Bus on stage, everything, right?
Oh, I love the whole bus going on stage with the scene. It's brilliant. So we'll chat to Hazel Feldman about that. Of course, Mrs. Producer. Actually, a few Mrs. Producers because we've got Janice Hunnemann coming up in a couple of weeks. And then we're going to chat to, of course, Brendan Van Rain about his new cabaret venue,
absolutely.
That's opened up called at Gate 69.
Right.
But he's got a phenomenal production called Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And we're going to go to chat to Brendan in a moment. And then opening restaurant of the month, we'll chat to the top chef, Peter Tempelhof, about the Conservatory, which has got a new tapas menu, which is superb. It really is. As you know, I don't get invited. I go and I attend and I taste. Excellent. And then it's got to be with the biggest event happening in Josie. It is the biggest. You've got Macy Gray, the Jacksons. You know the Jacksons?
Yeah.
After Michael died.
The Jackson 5.
Yeah, the Michael died, so now they've got to make money, so they're back on the road.
Right.
They're all coming to Johannesburg. We've got Mikasa. It's called the DSTV Delicious Festival. We'll chat to the organizer about that. And we're going to see if we can try and get someone on next
Absolutely.
Week. Absolutely. I'd love to get I say goodbye and I croak. How does it go?
Macy Gray. I say goodbye and I choke. Trying to walk away and I stumble.
That's it. I knew there was something like that. Yeah, that Macy Gray.
Yeah.
We'll do all of that. And then, of course, we'll choose some Fat Matty.
Fat Matty or Chatty Matty.
I said, we'll choose some Fat Matty.
Right.
You're not Fat Matty. You're the Chatty Matty. I'm the Fatty Patty. But anyway, let's go away. However it works. Anyway, so let's get into the show. Yeah, we're here. We're happy to be with you today, of course, on the Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. My name is Alan Ford. And, of course, in studio with me is Matthew Coonan, who is our theatre buff. The show's not about theatre, it's about the arts, about food, it's about magic in
everything is delicious, I suppose, right?
Absolutely. So on the line, I am very happy to tell you that we've got Brendan Van Rain. Of course, we know him better as
Kathy.
Darling.
Pacific,
darling. Who can sing and perform at all the madams and garas in the world.
Towers over people.
Towers.
Cock in a frock, right?
Don't stop.
It's more like a fire extinguisher in a frock, but let's not even go there. How you doing, Brendan?
I'm a good Afrikaans boy, Alan. What can I say?
Oh, you are
good,
not a,
I'm not so sure Afrikaans, absolutely.
Boy, also not so sure. Tell us about Gate 69, the opening of your new venue in Bree Street in Cape Town.
Gosh, Gate 69, a 9-year project in the making. I always thought it was going to stay on paper and in my head until it jumped onto paper, and the sort of life as I knew it would never be the same again. But it is South Africa's premier cabaret theatre on the corner of Brie and Hout. It's in the heart of the mother city. Mm-hmm. And this is the new playground, the new Purple Palace of South Africa's most loved flight attendant, Kathy Specific. And we just encourage people to come and play with us. We want you to come and be yourself. We want it to be a place where you can feel safe. And it's really a place we want to take we want to take our audiences, a place where they've never been before. And if they have, we'd like you to return. So it's over the top, it's ornate, it's plush, it's classy, it's mysterious, and there's a whole lot of soul.
Okay, now so I arrive at the venue. Firstly, how does it work? So is it a show? Is it food? Is it drink?
It's dinner and show. You arrive at my building. You walk the red carpet. You're greeted by the doorman, and then of course you're greeted by the exquisitely beautiful Kathy Specific.
There every night?
She's there every night. Every night she's your hostess, no matter what entertainment's on.
So, Brent, 3 hours of getting dressed sometimes just to say hello at the door. My Lord. That is worth coming to pay to see it.
Well, I'm sort of thinking I'm worth the ticket price alone. So.
Absolutely. I agree. We're going to get to that in a moment. And then people sit down. They're met by the beautiful Kathy. They're seated, and then they watch a show. How many courses? Take us through the whole thing.
Correct. Absolutely. So you arrive, you meet Kathy, you have a drink in our bar. We've got the most exquisite downstairs bar. We have a mezzanine VIP lounge. It's all plush purple velvet. And then about half an hour later, 7 o'clock, doors open to the theatre for dinner. You arrive and you are just taken to another world. It's candles. It's beautiful designer mezze food served on a double-tiered Lazy Susan. We do a separate hot bread service like you'd get on board an aircraft. You've got an hour of that, and then the show starts. Of course, at the moment, we've got the Broadway sensation, the bold, the brave, the beautiful Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
What is the show about to people that are listening?
Well, it's not The Sound of Music, let's put it that way. In a nutshell, it's about a botched sex change. it's about fitting in, it's about wanting to fit in, it's about not fitting in, it's about choices in life. And Hedwig says, you know, to go forward and fulfill your dreams, you have to leave something behind. Well, he left quite a lot behind.
Well, he lost a lot of these.
It's beautifully sung. The music's in the style of David Bowie. It's a great rock musical. Beautiful. And what we've done is, because it's the huge Broadway sensation, and it's also the first time that South Africans are seeing Hedwig. It's the South African premiere. We're taking it back
which
to
is great.
How it started.
I'm happy because this is a New York. Was it off Broadway or was it on Broadway?
Correct, off Broadway, starring Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes, Kay correct.
Diggs, yes. Some huge stars have played Hedwig. Yeah.
So it's and so happy to see it in Cape Town. Brendan, how long does that run last for?
This run lasts until the 27th of November.
Okay, excellent. And then, of course, what can we expect if people are looking at coming through for the December holidays? What can they book for? What's happening after that?
Well, would you believe it? I'm on for December.
Are you?
Brilliant.
Oh,
and then I've got a wonderful drag troupe called Kathy and the Trolley Dollies.
Oh, so
we're all 7 foot. It's huge hair, huge boobs, just belting out the great numbers. It's the perfect entertainment for the season.
I think it sounds absolutely brilliant. Brendan, what is the price? How do we book? And I know that you sold out for the next couple of weeks.
Yes, price is $5.50 a ticket. That includes your dinner for the evening, as well as a Patron-flavored soft serve ice cream for dessert. Mm-hmm. And the booking's easy. You can go to our website, which is www.gate69.co.za. We've got an e-commerce feature on there. You can pay. No pay, no play. So... Pay up front and you come.
And then tell me, Brendan, to get in there, I mean, basically, you book it. It's quite easy to do it. You book your seats and just enjoy the show. That's what the whole thing's about.
You book your seats. There are no tickets. You arrive by that time. But by the time you've arrived, we've allocated tables according to how many people are in for the night. And people can do tables of two up until tables of 12.
Which is brilliant. Brendan, what are the nights that you're on? When are you off?
Yes, we're on Wednesday to Saturday. Wednesday to Saturday.
Okay, cool.
Wednesday to Saturday, show starts at 8, dinner at 7, and arrive at Hopper 6.
I'm coming to see it next week, and I'm going to report back into the show, because I'm telling you, I'm excited to see
it. Thank you.
I want the food, and I want you, but I really want to see Hedwig and the Angry
Inch. Well, you know what? I'm inclined to say there's a new girl on the block, and she's here to stay, but Bree Street will never be the same, really.
I'm sure Bree Street will never be the same.
Cape Townians have a sport they can call their own, which is great.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. That's Brendan from Rain, the one and only. Of course, Cathay Pacific is opening of his new venue. I believe it's absolutely magnificent. It's called Gate 69. Bree Street in Cape Town. Please don't miss it. I believe it's sold out. It's packed.
Absolutely.
Magic. Something absolutely. That we should definitely be going to and going to attend. And, of course, to support local talent. And it's going to be magical.
Do you know what? Yeah. There's chicken and there's beef. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I agree. So now let me tell you, he's at the airport, and I know this has been a very hard interview to try and settle down and to get down. Danny Kaye, thank you for joining me on the line. And of course, we chatted about the very sad loss of Mandoza last week. Danny had a very close relationship with him. We spoke about that, you and I, Matty. Mm. Danny, I know that you're at the airport. Thank you for joining us. Yes, what a difficult week and time this has been for you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and apologies to you and your listeners for the noise in the background, but I'm trying to get on a
plane. You got baby and you got plane and you're flying for Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
And it's it is what it is. But yeah, I wanted to take this opportunity to speak about this great man, you know, that we tragically have lost.
Danny, did you get to speak with him towards the end? Did you get to spend any time with him?
I did. I got to see him just, you know, about a month or two before. And then again, when the news broke that smashed the stars to his brain, and he was very positive, you know. You would never have known that in 2 weeks he would have, he would have left us. This was a real fighter. He had a fighting spirit, very positive. And his family was positive too. And I think, like most of the country, I was tremendously shocked to wake up. I think it was that Sunday,
yeah.
and start seeing on Twitter that he had passed away. I mean, that's just unbelievable to me. And it's still kind of unbelievable. You know, I've seen all these photos of him online, at his funeral, you know, all his music. It really shapes how big a figure Mandoza was, you know.
Dan, when you look back at his career and your career, because you've collaborated together on a few occasions, tell me about that collaboration.
Sorry, Al, can you repeat that?
I said sorry about that. You guys have worked together and collaborated. Tell us about that, those collaborations and working together.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably one of the greatest creative moments of my career. You know, we collaborated at a time where just quite unorthodox for a white Jewish kid and this, this black king of kwaito from the townships to do an album together. Mm. These days, these days mixing is much more accepted and tolerated. But back in 2003, it was still kind of shocking, and it was great to show the country and you know, we toured that album around the world, so we showed the world, I think, a new face of South Africa, post-democratic, you know, Mandela era South Africa, where we were unafraid of one another. And that's really what that album meant. Mm. And I actually listened to the album the other day. It was called Same Difference. The album was titled Same Difference. And it was just such great, great music on there, you know.
What was your favorite song in the album, Dan, now that you look back?
We recorded a song that we never released, which called Roller Coaster. It was like this reggae, raga, house sort of track. Very, very fun song. And I've got thoughts about remaking it and re-releasing it, you know.
Please do, Danny. That would be brilliant.
And trying to give the proceeds to his family. So I'm working on that. It's sad that we won't get any new music from this. You know, this great man. He really made amazing music.
Danny, again, a great loss. You've had them in your life. As we look over the time, your loss of your brother, another brother in terms of the music industry. But I think if we look at it, so much. Again, even though the time is limited, music transcends, lives on forever, does it not?
Yeah, it's so true. You know, and I mean, I think that's one of the amazing things about being a creative person is that you can leave your mark through your art, and for the next, you know, 100, 200 years, forever, when I open the books on the Kwaito era in South Africa, Mandoza and songs like Khodoba and songs like Nkalagata and songs like Tornado and 50-50 will be, you know, kind of the benchmark gold standard of Kwaito music. And no one can ever take that away from him. You know, no sickness, no death. That really will live forever.
You've learned that in your life. Danny, I know that you have Rosh Hashanah and a good new year to you and, of course, all our Jewish listeners. And the babies are on your head. One last little shout out, and I think this is in the goodness of all. You are...
Yeah.
I see this lovely campaign that's all over the television with you and Steers. Let's give it a punt because we can.
Thanks for mentioning that. I appreciate that. So, yeah, I mean, the Shout Foundation is 10 years old now, and our latest, you know, apart from the music, our latest effort is to build libraries across the country and underprivileged, underperforming primary schools where there really is a need to help these kids improve their literacy and numeracy. And we put these fantastic, beautiful libraries. You know, they're not just boring container libraries that are dull and dreary.
They're
colorful. They have great books in them. And Spears are helping us through the sale of this Shah combo, which is like 49 odd rand. You get a burger, chips, and a Coke. They give us a donation to building these libraries. We'll probably build 4 or 5 as a result from this campaign across the country. We'll bring our total to around 10 amazing libraries in just 24 months. And yeah, we're making a real dent, you know, and it's fantastic to see brands like Spears and the public support us. You know, we've sold about 200,000 burgers so far. We're aiming for 1 million. So please, you know, if someone's listening and you want a burger, go get a Shout burger and you do a bit of good in the process.
My brother, be well. And again,
thank you.
Our deepest sympathy to you and to his family as we pay tribute to Mandoza. Thank you, Danny. And
thanks,
you. Cheers, brother. Of course, Danny Kay, very close to Mandoza, and always great to acknowledge and to talk about the beauty of greatness in South Africa. This is what Danny's saying at his funeral. And that is Danny Kay. If you go to YouTube, that is the Danny Kay full tribute performance to Mandoza at the memorial service that took place here in Johannesburg. And of course, you know, when you're close friends and your brothers in this industry, it's important to acknowledge that these are great artists and they work together. And whether you're in America or whether you're in South Africa, the magic of music to a populace is
universal.
Magic. It's universal. And a great man. So, this is cliffcentral.com and it's The Unview, the thin, the rich and the fabulous. Of course, Matthew Kunin's in the studio. That was Danny Kay, a tribute to Mandoza. Go to Steers to get a Shout burger.
Grab him.
I hope I can get a vegetarian option.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
I also get a Banting option. Just take the patty off.
Just take the patty off,
just
man.
Just give the damn donation. Come on. Yeah. For goodness sake, just get it going. Ah, you know how it goes. So I am so excited, Matthew.
I'm more excited than you are.
I'm more excited. I'm the winner here of excitement.
Okay.
I've got to tell you, I am obsessed with a musical. I actually have it on my I've had it forever. I downloaded the movie years ago, and I watch it so often. I still cry in it, actually,
yeah.
Because I love the attitude of Little Annie. And to see that it's going to come to the stage, and I've been talking about this in great anticipation because it's got to be one of my favorite musicals growing up. Sound of Music, I didn't get towards the end. I loved the beginning part of it as a kid. And then, of course, we had other great music. But Annie was just... And Oliver was sad. But Annie was like sad but rich.
But it's got that uplifting element to it.
So on the line, of course, it comes to the theatres very soon. They're in rehearsals at the moment. The kids are there. They found the dog because they were looking for the dog. What's the name of the dog?
Sadie.
Hey? What's the name of the
dog? Isn't it Sadie?
Not Sadie. The dog's not Sadie.
Sandy.
Sandy. Thank
Sadie,
you very
Sandy,
much.
Come on. Potato, potato.
It is correct. Well, thank you. You see, so on the line, we've got Sharon William Ross. Brilliant performance in Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney.
Brilliant.
Hey.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you now have finally come to Johannesburg, because I was going to introduce you as a phenomenal Durban actress, but you are a phenomenal Durban actress living in Johannesburg now. And of course, Sharon, you play Miss Hannigan in Annie.
Yes, that's right.
Tell
it's
us about the role. What a role. What a bitch.
She is such a cow. And this particular production is from the UK, so it's slightly darker, I think, than any of the other Annies I've seen. In, you know, to balance out the very sweet sides, they've made it a little bit darker. So Hannigan is a real cow.
She is a real cow, but you know, she does redeem herself. That's the point of the movie. I mean, it's at the end, you know, she actually ends up helping Annie. I mean, that's the cool part of it.
That's the movie. That's not the musical. Yeah. That doesn't happen in the musical.
Oh, does that happen? Oh, yeah. You see, I haven't seen the musical.
See, it always happens.
I saw when I was small.
The movies come and they ruin things. They mess around with the script.
Okay, so I'm so happy that you clarified that, Sharon, because you know some of us are idiots when it comes to this. But I mean, I did see Annie when I was really small, but that was like children's theatre. But I've watched the movie 4,000 times, and then I watched the new version with the black Annie because the new version does have a black Annie. But the thing is that I found that the original for me was better. What is the differences between or the difference between the stage production and the movie?
Well, in the stage production, we don't climb buildings at the end.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And I think there were some extra songs written for Carol Burnett that we don't have in the musical. But otherwise, it's pretty much the same. Yeah.
Sharon, do you do Little Girls?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Okay, can you give us a little bit of Little Girls?
Oh, you do at this time of the morning.
Why not?
Anything for you.
I love it.
Little girls, everywhere I turn, I can see them. Is that enough?
Magic. Is it great being a part of this production? It's a massive production. I know Sweeney also was. But, I mean, it must be different because you're dealing with kids and dealing with an animal on stage.
Yes. Fortunately, I do love both. So, you know, I'm not really like Miss Hannigan in that way. And the kids are amazing in this production. And you just think about the weight that Annie carries as a little girl. It's unbelievable.
Sharon, how many girls are you working with?
24.
Oh, sure. My goodness.
That's a big
company. Because they're three sets of orphans.
Right.
Okay.
So I have to rehearse everything three times, which is... quite fun. But at least I know my lines.
Yeah.
You know?
But the cast, tell us a bit more of the cast of the adult roles and some of that.
Daddy Warbucks is played by Niels Carson, who is fantastic. I think every little girl in South Africa is going to fall in love with him. He is so sincere and beautiful. Grace is played by Taryn Sudding, who again just has a beautiful voice, and she's lovely.
Such a warmth, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, I've got Stephen Jubber as my sidekick, Rooster, who's delightful. And Del Rey, oh my gosh, I've forgotten her surname. Del Rey, but she's from Cape Town, actress from Cape Town playing Lily. She's amazing. So I'm really happy with the cast.
Tell us, when can we expect it to take to the stage? I know opening night is on the 16th of October.
No, it's on the 12th, actually.
Oh, okay. That's I think maybe
our first preview is the 12th of October.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so people can get to see it, and of course, it's happening all at Teatro at Monte Cassino.
Yes.
Well, I've got to say, Sharon, we're very excited to see it, and of course, it's my favorite. I can't wait to make comparisons between the two, but the movie, I mean. And but I think ultimately this is going to be such a huge success because it is a classic. It's been around for almost 40 years, and
it's a brilliant family musical,
and it's for the whole family. And I think it teaches compassion, it teaches love, and it teaches
optimism.
Correct, and how the dreams can come true in any sense.
And resilience,
right.
I'm telling you, the rate of adoptions in South Africa is going to go up after this. Watch this. I'm being dead serious. You'll see people go, you're right. Yeah. Actually, maybe we should help somebody.
Yeah.
Or let's do... Yeah. People think like that.
Yeah.
You know, you need the arts often to create a catalyst.
That emotive catalyst,
always. So, congratulations. We cannot wait, as I said, to see it. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That is so brilliant. That is Sharon William Ross. And Sharon is a great actress. And of course, it's going to be absolutely magical, don't you think? I mean,
it's over a good season. I mean, doesn't it have a bit of a Christmas background to it? It's got a Christmas undertone. So it's kind of, you know, hotting up towards the towards our festive season too, man.
Well, you know, but more, can I tell you something? The most important thing for me is that I think that a lot of people are just going to love taking their kids who have never seen this before. You know?
Absolutely.
You know, this is from the movie, and I just thought maybe we should just play a drop of it because
let's do it because we can.
Well, we got because we can. 100%. This is CliffCentral.com.
With your help, we could convince them that with a little extra effort on their part.
I want to say something.
There's this song I used to sing in the orphanage when I'd get sad. It always cheered me up.
Eleanor.
Just thinking about tomorrow. Clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun'll come out tomorrow. So you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow, you're only a day away.
See, isn't that beautiful? Have you seen any? No. Oh, it's such, you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. It is absolutely brilliant. And then of course this is one of my besties that you can, I mean, this has just got to be one of the, I mean, it's a hard not lie, you know this, yeah baby, I'm obsessed with this musical.
It's
take
a hard knock life for us. It's the hard knock life.
It's hard on. I love that song. We had to stop that there, but I mean, because we're gonna get the whole group and the whole cast of Annie and the kids to come and sing and
sing with us.
Oh, it's gonna be so cool. Now, this is so exciting. This is the biggest news of the year in terms of the theatre. Now, I've got to tell you, Maddie, have you seen Priscilla in London?
I've seen the movie, and I've got the cast recording.
Big fan. All right, so I've seen it twice in London.
Yeah,
and I went the first time and thought, this is a bit gay. Let's go see this thing because I am. And I was blown away. I saw it with Jason Donovan.
Oh, my goodness.
And I thought, I went to see it the second time.
Yeah.
Okay, the same week. And I took a whole bunch of friends. You've got to see.
Yeah.
And I am so proud to see Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, is coming to South Africa.
Yeah.
It is a beautifully put on production. It is absolutely brilliant. And I mean, it will blow you away.
It's a party on stage, essentially. Firstly, with hearts.
People should dress up. It's worth the dress up. I'm telling you. Really? I think we should dress up. Opening night, we've got to go dressed.
Well, I want to get that big piece of cloth and kind of wave it over my head and have a fan from the front. You know what I mean?
We might have to get Kathy specific to stand up because you're quite short. You know?
That's all right.
It's a problem, Matthew. But we'll go dress up. I mean, totally. We'll go the 70s vibe. This is how much fun this production is. And, of course, the one and only Hazel Feldman is producing it, which means it's going to be
magnificent.
Magnificent. You know, absolutely. And we have her on the line. Hazel, thank you for joining us on Cliff Central on The Unview. Welcome to the show. Are you there, Hazel?
I'm here.
Oh, there. Hello? I got you. You there. We can you hear me?
You're fading in and out on me here as well. Hello.
Okay, I hear you loud and clear. How do you hear me now?
Now we're all loud and clear. I'm listening to you two chatting away about it. What do you need me for?
I'm firstly so excited because it has been one of my favorite musicals in the last 5 years. Firstly, what made you bring it to South Africa, this particular musical?
Look, I saw Priscilla, it must be many years ago. Many years ago, and I saw it on a Monday night on my own, sitting in a packed theatre in London, and I cried and I laughed and I danced, and it was wonderful.
Did you see with Jason Donovan, Hazel?
Yes, okay. Jason Donovan. And it was just special. I'd love the movie. The show is party time, absolutely party time, but it's got a lovely message. It's got a lot of pathos. It's got a lot of heart. I just found that it's just something that everybody needs to see so that they can look past the book cover and just look into the book. And it's time that all of us started to do that and just understand, you know, what real humanity is all about. And I just love the show. You walk out of it with a hell of a smile on your face. And it was just, I thought, time to do it here. An opportunity came up because the big thing is the set and the bus.
Sure.
Yeah, the bus is the big thing. And we needed to be able to get a set, get the costumes. And in fact, we're doing it in Cape Town, Joburg, and then we're going on to just two dates in Asia, one in Bangkok and then on into Hong Kong. So, yeah, it just all fitted into a time slot that became available, so it was great to do.
Hazel, I must commend you that, you know, you've taken South African theatre, be it, you know, the many shows that you've done of late, not only just to the South African audiences, but to the audiences in the East. And that's incredible because it means that our actors firstly get to experience different places besides South Africa. It's taking the talent to an audience that is only going to see talent in the UK or the US. Well done for doing that.
I think it's opened up a situation. I think with the tanking of the rand against the dollar, it's made doing these productions and doing any productions extremely expensive. And a model that, in fact, going back to We Will Rock You, that we started, which was finding that we can mount shows in South Africa relatively inexperienced according to, against Australia, against America, for example. But that the quality of the performers and the production was international quality, and the Asian market has just expanded completely, absolutely expanded, and with that it becomes a terrific model in that we can do mount the shows here and then tour. And we are amortizing our costs, and that's from a budgetary point of view. From a performer's point of view, it's an opportunity to experience audiences around the world because New Zealand is very, very much a catchment for our productions. We can't go to Australia because of the unions. However, having said that, what is happening, like what happened with Amra Faye Wright, who was in Chicago, who's been on Broadway for the last 10 years. We have Grant Elmerell, who was the lead in Singing in the Rain, now the lead in Singing in the Rain in Australia. So I think there is international recognition of the performers, which is absolutely wonderful. It opens up new markets, and it gives us an opportunity to joint venture and collaborate, which is also terrific.
Hazel, the announcements I saw going wild on Facebook yesterday with the casting, it's always such an exciting one for us. And we've got those men that basically lead your show, the men in their frocks, their glorious, amazingly, beautifully glittery dresses and stuff. Let's talk about them quickly. I mean, David Dennis as Bernadette. Wow.
I think that was just a wonderful casting. In all honesty, David came into that rehearsal room. I was kind of surprised because I know him as a Shakespearean and a serious actor.
Yeah.
And his audition and his reading had us in tears.
Yeah.
Honestly, in tears. He touched a nerve in all of us, and we all sat there. And there wasn't a dry eye. And it just is, there was an empathy and an understanding. And I think he's going to be he's going to be wonderful, because Bernadette is the key.
Absolutely.
If you roll out, you understand Bernadette, you understand where she's coming from, you totally understand the piece.
Well, I mean,
everything else is a party.
Yeah, I'm always fascinated by this. It's this facade of glitter and fabulousness, but underneath there's this, like you mentioned the word pathos earlier, there's such a sense of, there's sadness there.
Sadness,
too.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a very special role, because
I don't think it's sadness. I don't think it's sad. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between a pathos and being unhappy or sad. I think what it is an understanding that the human condition basically has a variety of different facades, and this is one of them. And this is a group of people trying to operate within that context and living a life. That became untenable in a certain circumstance.
Yeah.
They go out. They are in the desert. They're experiencing all of these alternative experiences that these kind of people would never experience in the middle of the desert near Ayers Rock. I just think it's wonderful. So it's not sad moments. There's a couple of shocking moments. Mm. Yes, it's got adult content. Yes, it's got all of that. But you walk out of there, big smile on your face.
And then, I mean, you've got Daniel Bass one of your leading men from Jersey Boys. And
absolutely. I think Danny's going to be a wonderful, wonderful Mitzi.
Yeah.
And it's a stretch for Danny. It's going to push him, but vocally I think he's wonderful, and acting wise it's going to be a terrific.
And we got Philip as well, who's
this is where we need to see the legs and the body, and this is the homosexual selling point.
This is the eye candy, the guy candy, right?
This is the guy candy. Yeah.
No, I think Philip is going to be really wonderful. Again, it's a very big new opportunity for him.
Yeah.
It takes him into another stratosphere on the stage, and he's going to be absolutely wonderful. And I think one of the things that we mustn't underestimate is we have in this production, as there was in the touring productions, we have three divas.
Oh goodness!
And
yes.
Those we have I think the best divas that, and in fact, the guy said so. These are the best divas that they've heard and seen anywhere in the world. And we've got Tembeka, who was in The Voice.
Yes.
We've got Lindiwe, who was in Dreamgirls.
Uh-huh.
In Dreamgirls for me, and Candy, Candida, who was a lead in Sister Act.
And just one little lady,
voices.
You cannot get better than that.
When they start singing, just imagine those three voices.
Yeah.
Opening up with "It's Raining Men."
Oh no, it's going to be.
I got goosies already. It's going to blow the place.
Listen,
apart.
Hazel, we're going to come dressed up. I'm dressing up. I'm sorry. It's just one of these things. We all got to come dressed up. I'm telling you, I'm getting people together.
Okay,
this is
you got
fun.
It.
This is going to be so much fun.
That's what it is.
I'm so happy you brought this production. It's one of my favorite on the West End of all time.
Good.
I'm very proud to see local talent, and we can't wait to promote it as we get closer to the opening date. It opens next year. We open in Cape Town, right?
Yes, we are opening in Cape Town on the 20th of March.
And then it comes to Johannesburg about a month later in April.
Correct.
And, of course, the magic of the theatre will be rocking and rolling, and we're proud of you. Hazel, on one final note, we'll catch up with you closer to the time. You do have Cirque coming to South Africa in November. Tell me about that.
Yes, correct. I've got Cirque Elwaz opening up in November to Cape Town for the first time. We had a wonderful season with it. It's nearly 3 years ago in Johannesburg at the Teatro. People didn't know what it was. People couldn't pronounce Cirque Elwaz, which is understandable. I think the fact that it's a Cirque du Soleil on stage for theatre, but a contemporary vibe, very, very contemporary vibe with the guys and the girls in street clothes. It's as I said, it's West Side Story versus meets hip hop circus.
Yeah.
So it did so well in Joburg. We sold out the final 2 weeks. People were clamoring for tickets at the end. We thought we'd bring it back, but we really also thought that Cape Town needed to wake up and get it.
They do.
And hopefully they will enjoy it. So it's a limited season. It's we run in Johannesburg until the through including the 24th of December. And but we open up here in Cape Town in November.
Magical show. That Cirque. Well, again, congratulations on Slava Snow Show. Oh, it was brilliant. No one knew what to expect. You blew us away there. Of course, I'm a Disney on Ice freak. But yes, you are Madame Producer herself, the queen of production. Oh. Hazel Feldman, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
And congratulations. Can't wait for Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. It is going to be one of those magical, magical shows. This is from Broadway. It's on the Tony Awards.
Are we raining a bit of men here?
Or maybe you remember it more like this.
There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Martha Wash, the original weather girl, and has she got news for you?
Get ready.
Yeah, it's going to be magical, huh? So you're excited about this, eh?
According to all sources.
I told Gareth this is going to be the gayest Unview. Well, not really. Samizi and I said a lot worse things in the past, I've got to tell you. But yeah, this is from the Tony Awards. It's Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. It's going to be so much fun.
I, you know what I'm wondering here, Al? I'm wondering so about that ping pong scene. Does it happen?
Yeah, it does, but not as graphic.
Right.
Yeah, it does happen.
Okay.
But you got to go and see the musical.
Totally.
So this is exciting news. And now, we haven't chatted to you about what's going on in the theatre.
Cracky, Al, there's always a lot on the go. I've got to be honest with you. Last week was a bachelorette week for me. We spoke about Daniel Bass.
Yes.
I went away to Sun City with his wife-to-be, Taryn Lee, who's also going to be in Priscilla.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So okay. Husband and wife couple are going to be performing in this. So I gave myself the week off from theatre, but I can tell you that I'm going to go and see about 4 shows in the next few days.
Tell me what you're going to see.
We've got the opening of Porcelain, and I think it's Afrikaans. I'm not actually quite sure yet, but that's at the Arena Theatre, at the State Theatre, and that's running now until the 8th of October. Hey, look, another gay theme here. It's following the lives of modern gay couple and how they deal with this topic of domestic violence.
These homos.
I know, right? So we got that. I'm going to go check out Daphne at the Theatre on the Square. You know, we love Daphne.
We love Daphne.
We're going to go and check out Cheers to Sarajevo. And I've got to speak about this piece purely because it's a South African written, conceived piece that premiered in Austria. And it's running at the Theatre on the Square until the 8th of October. And it is a post-World War II piece, and looking at the civil war in Yugoslavia. So fascinating, fascinating piece. Further to that, some really, really exciting stuff going on again at Red Hill School, and we spoke about it briefly last week. We're going to try and get in a couple of the performers next week to chat to us on our show, and this is hashtag Redfest. What I discovered was on the 7th of October, they're having this day called Conversations, a Gathering of Creative Minds, where they are getting in some of our kind of our really exciting producers and theater actors. We've got Sylvain Strike coming to chat to audience members. Bernard Jay will be in there along with Ishmael Mohammed of the National Arts Festival. He's going to be coming to talk to us about how things happen in the world of the arts and basically looking at the importance of the performing arts in our communities. Not necessarily for just developing talent on stage as actors, but for developing theatre-going audiences.
This is magical.
This is magic, you know. And Wazza Albert, Johnny Boskuk is funny with Craig Morris. He's going to be performing on the 8th of October. Check out web tickets. There are great details on there, and you can see what's happening at Red Hill.
Well, we're going to chat all about that. I want to also hear about your girls' weekend away.
My girls' weekend away.
Oh, Lord, Matthew.
Let me just say, I was the only guy amongst a group of blondes. And it's true, Al. Yeah. They have more fun.
No, Matthew. I think a lot of men would be, straight men would go, I wish I was the only guy amongst a bunch of blonde girls. Especially all in theatre with beautiful legs and dancers. Oh. But hey, you know, guess what? That's why they took you along.
That's why they took me.
There's no threat. So, Matthew, you know that we discuss food on the show, because remember that the Unview is all about music, the arts, theatre, food, you know, looking at beautiful gallery work. You
absolutely
know, it's across the board. And it's always such a pleasure to speak about magnificent cooking, magnificent food, and great chefs. And he is my favorite chef.
Really?
My number one.
Yeah.
Always has been.
Okay.
I'm a bit of a Peter Templehof freak.
Yeah.
I really am. But they have just relaunched the new conservatory. Now, have you been to Sellers Hoers Noord?
No.
Okay, now it's in Cape Town.
Right.
It's in Constantia.
Yeah.
It has got to, first, it's got, in my opinion, I don't know how it didn't win number one restaurant last year, because they don't, clearly not listening to the right people. But it's got the greenhouse.
Yeah.
And now they also have their in-house hotel restaurant called the Conservatory, which basically used to be their number one restaurant.
Right.
Now the greenhouse has superseded it. But the fact is, it's got magnificent new food and a magnificent new tapas menu. And I've got Peter on the line to talk about the magic of course, the entire group. But if Sellers Hoer Noord, how are you doing, Peter? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Alan. Very good, thanks. How are you doing?
It's always good to have you on the show. My favorite chef.
Peter, awesome. Hey, you eat for free for the rest of your life.
No, right? Don't worry. You see, that's the secret, Peter. I go and I pay at these places because they're great. And I like to take people there to enjoy it. So, yes, yeah. This comes completely from an objective point of view. Tell us about the conservatory. It's wonderful new food. Tapas.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It's a fantastic restaurant. It overlooks these magnificent gardens of the hotel. And it is due for a change. And we've relaunched the entire menu with an emphasis on health, nutrition, but fantastic flavors and really punchy combinations. Yes, we're really excited about this menu. We're launching it tonight.
Tell me some of the specials, the special dishes you create, Peter.
Well, we've got the starter section, which was kind of plates to share. So a little bit bigger than tapas, a little bit smaller than starters. And we've got some fantastic, we've got a take on these buffalo wings, which you've done in an Asian sort of a sticky Chinese glaze. Served with like an Asian ranch dressing and cucumber. And we've got really beautiful calamari. We got so many things. The newest section, which I'm really excited about, is called Fermentos, which we got a lot of probiotic rich dishes, like sauerkraut and kimchi and really good miso mushrooms. Yeah. So it's, I think, and then also we got a salad section too, a new section for there. We got four salads coming in. So
which
we
is
really
nice for
are
people to go and sit and have a luncheon there. So that's also the idea.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great place for lunch. You know.
Peter, of course, we don't want to compare restaurants, but we've got your thread. You're weaving a thread through both, I would imagine, the greenhouse. And we'd pick some of that your flavors from the greenhouse coming into the conservatory, obviously.
Yeah, we have. Obviously, there's, because it's part of me, I couldn't launch this restaurant without some of those flavors coming through. We've simplified a lot of things. Greenhouse being a tasting menu restaurant.
Different.
We can get away with a bit more,
Peter, again, this is for families. It's more casual dining. Am I correct?
It is more casual dining. Yeah, it's a la carte restaurant. Yeah, and it's the main courses are pretty simple. You get a really decent sized piece of meat or a decent sized piece of fish, and you can choose some sides to go with it. Really fantastic sides, not just your steamed veggies and your mashed potato sides. We've actually put a lot of thought into these dishes that are going to be served with our main courses. So we've got vegetarians in mind as well, believe it or not.
Which is good. Thank you very much for us Piscians and veggies. Thank you for caring. Sellers Hoer Noord, a beautiful spot. Greenhouse, are you launching your summer menu shortly?
Yeah, we've just launched spring menu. Which has been going fantastically well. We're really looking at the local flavors, local indigenous ingredients, like we've never explored them before. So something really exciting is happening there.
Peter, I've got to tell people, get your butts to the conservatory and, of course, to Sellers Hoer Noord. It is really special, and to have your touch and your magic weave through it. And, of course, the Marine in Hermanus, which is also exceptional, and the Plettenberg. But we'll chat about those at a later point in time. But, Peter, thank you for joining me, and congratulations of this again. It's I'm pegging you for Chef of the Year. This is what you're going to get. I'm telling you, November comes, Peter, you're up there.
Well, we'll see. That one's eluded me for a while.
Well, we need you back there. We need you back there. We need you back there. You made top five. We need you back there. Thank you. That's,
yeah, we'll see you Monday, Alan.
Thank you. Cheers, Peter. That's Peter Tempelhof, of course, from the Conservatory at Sellers Hoa North, just to discuss their new fantastic menu and things that are happening there. What a packed show we've had today.
Totally.
But, of course, you got to look at Joburg's biggest event is coming up, Maddie. This is big. It's delicious.
Delicious.
It is delicious. And it's the DSTV Delicious Festival. Macy Gray,
the
Jacksons.
I mean, I'm just looking at Arrested Development. I mean,
Mikasa. And then Mikasa, Shumizi will be there. You know, Shumizi's left me. She's left the Unview, but at least I can go and see him on stage there. I wonder if he'd wave at me.
I'm sure he would.
After a year and a half of co-producing and co-hosting shows together,
I'm sure
I wonder if he'll wave.
He might
say,
just blow you a kiss.
He may not. You know, he's famous now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, since now he's now famous. You know, you never know with people. But it is the DSTV Delicious Festival. It's happening this coming next week. It's going to be superb. Annika van der Stadt. Tandra Sant is on
there
the line.
Go.
She's the head of media and marketing from Massive Management, and this is a massive project. Welcome to the show. How are you doing, Annika? Annika, are you there? Annika? Annika?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Oh, we got you. Yay, Annika.
You
sorry.
Got him. Morning, guys.
Good morning. Did you hear all the stuff leading up to what we said? Okay.
I did. And every single time I hear it, I just get more and more excited.
I know, right?
Macy Gray. I mean, this is...
I know.
I mean, we got Hugh Masekela, I see, as well, along with Lyra. Is that right?
Yeah, Lyra and Hugh Masekela, along with Judith Apuma, will be on the Sunday main stage.
Insane.
And then, of course, you're going to have Jay something from Mikasa singing on stage and then also cooking, which is going to be...
I know. We're very excited. It's going to be the restaurant's called Jay Something's Cooking by Jay Something. And he's hosting lunch and dinner seatings on this Saturday and this Sunday. He's going to be a very busy guy.
Mm. Annika, how did you put this together? I mean, this is crazy. This is cookie stuff.
Look, it's our fourth year now, so we've grown massively. Excuse me for using that word; it's almost like a pun. look, 4 years ago, we are three people: it's myself, Tom, and Lloyd, and we kind of looked at the environment of South Africa. And we realized that we have really amazing music festivals on its own. And then you also have these amazing, you know, food connections and food markets. And we thought, well, why don't you put the two together?
Absolutely.
You know, because sometimes if you go to a music festival, you get really bad food. You know, it's not gourmet food. It's not, proper delicious food.
No, and then you're lucky, if you get a pie and maybe a beer, bad beer.
Exactly. And we came up with this concept. And it's, you know, it's very unique in South Africa. I mean, there are a lot of other festivals that have caught onto it now, but no one does it on the scale like we do. I mean, we've got 60 food traders in the food market, and they literally come over from all over the country. We've got food trucks already driving down from Cape Town coming to Delicious this year. So basically, I mean, it's been an insane journey of the last 4 years. But also, you know, when you look at our musical lineup, we go for way back when, you know. So, for instance, the Jacksons have never been to South Africa. In the 50 years
the
that
Jacksons.
They've been together... The Jacksons. So it's the first time they're ever coming to South Africa. So you can only imagine how excited they are.
I made a naughty joke saying that, listen, Michael's not around. They've got to get working again. But hey, you know.
Oh, my God.
No, but
don't
I mean,
worry, we get those jokes all the time.
But they are magical. And then, of course, Macy Gray.
Wow.
Yeah.
Arrested
and
Development.
And I mean, if you look at Macy Gray, she's just released an amazing jazz album. I don't know if you've had the time to listen to it. And it just kind of solidifies how huge she is. The same with De La Soul. I mean, they just had a number one on Billboard, like last week. That Saturday lineup is something else. Sunday is also pretty spectacular. And then also don't forget about Elements of Life. You know, Louis Vega with Monique Bingham, Josh Milan. I mean, it goes on and on and on. This is the biggest lineup we've ever had, ever, ever, ever.
It says here, are you sold out for some of the days?
No, we're not sold out. I want to make that very clear. No. There are some tickets that are sold out,
yes.
But general access ticket, Delicious Lounge tickets, restaurant tickets, kids zone tickets, all of those tickets are still available.
And of course, it's brought to you by Nedbank. We must give them a punt because we don't have that money.
Yes.
We can't do this magic. And
thank you.
We'll be sending a team there, by the way, because unfortunately I'll be in Cape Town, but my team will be there. We'll have recorders and we want to just catch all that magic.
Oh, please do. We'd love to have you guys there. This is really something that you don't want to miss out. This what's going to happen over next weekend, over those 2 days.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll probably never be able to see the Dachshunds. You also come through to Kyalami Grand Prix Circuit, Saturday, 8 October, Sunday, 9 October. Tickets are available from ticketpro.co.za. Get them today and don't miss out on the biggest weekend of the year.
It is the biggest weekend of the year. And don't forget, you can get the weekend passes as well if you want to go. But
Weekend passes are sold out.
Oh.
Those are sold out. But those went very quickly.
But then what you do is you buy this Friday ticket and a Saturday, a ticket for the 8th and the ticket for the 9th, you can still get away with a weekend pass. You can still get away with it.
It's still technically weekend pass. Listen, I just want to make it very clear. Tickets are still available. So go out, go get them and don't miss out.
Thank you, Annika, for joining us on the show. And of course, we wish you all the success. Go big or go home. It's going to be magical. Thank you
absolutely
for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. We'll see you next weekend.
Cheers, Annika. Bye. That's the head of marketing and media for Massive Management, the DSTV Delicious Festival. Mm. It's been good being with you.
We've been chowing the fat, man.
We haven't chowed the fat.
We've been good.
We lost the fat.
Nah.
Next week, you're playing in the studio. I'll be coming from
a
cave.
You're going to be chilling in
a cave.
I'll
be in a cave with you. Skyping in a cave with 9 instruments. It's the magic of the Unview. Thank you, Matthew Coonan, Chatty Matty. Of course, it's been good to be with you. Danny Kay, Corinne, Sharon, William Ross, Hazel Feldman. We've had Peter Temple of Annika van der Sant and Brendan van Rijn. It's been a packed lineup only on the Unview. The thin, the rich, the fabulous on cliffcentral.com. My name is Alan Ford, and it's been good joining you and making magic this Thursday.
The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on cliffcentral.com.